Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca and Tass.
Thank you, Tass. Our next guest is Jade Wren Pearson, who is a principal researcher at the University of Canberra. They're undertaking, and Jade's undertaking or being a part of a national survey to investigate, I suppose, the impact of debate on religious discrimination.
Sorry, Macca, you've actually jumped the gun. Our next guest is actually Ro Allen.
Well, it's on my sheet here.
I know.
Sorry, Ro, you've got to go.
Somehow we have a confusion.
We do. Sorry, Ro.
Well, so we got Ro on next, Macca.
Oh, Ro. Hello, Ro.
Hey, how you going? But that professor introduction, I could wear that.
Yeah, why not? Why not? I think it's great. Sorry about
Good
that.
Good morning, Joe. It's Joe.
Joe and Ro.
We're all a bit confused.
You have Ro Allen, Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality, coming live from Violet Town. There you go, guys.
There, done.
Well, welcome this morning. The reason we wanted to speak with you this morning, Ro, was we saw your name on the bottom of a media release issued by the Victorian State Government launching a consultation process for the development of what's called a whole-of-government LGBTI strategy. Tell us about that.
Well, it's really exciting. I mean, I get excited a lot, but I'm
really?
Excited about
it. Sounds like a whole It sounds like a whole lot of bureaucratic gobbledygook to me. A whole of government LGBTI strategy.
Anyone who's worked in government knows a strategy is what keeps government accountable to deliver the outcomes. And yes, to have a whole of government strategy, not just the queer equality branch, but the whole of government, and that's the agencies as well, could be water boards or Sustainability Victoria or, the police force, the whole of Victorian government having an LGBTI strategy. Basically, we can get on the same page, we can set some targets, and we can be accountable to those targets. And this is a co-design process, which is lingo, basically means consultation, to make sure that, we can get everybody, well, as many people as we can's voice into what we should be doing. I mean, it's been fantastic. It's already started. I've done, I think, 21 face-to-face or Zoom-to-Zoom consultations with a really mixed, group of community. And now the discussion paper has been launched. Anyone can write a submission, and there's also a survey. And submissions don't have to be academic pieces. They might just be a story. Might be a couple of paragraphs, a couple of sentences. But there's a terrific discussion paper that the department's done with Catherine Barrett, and it looks at least the last 100 years, only the last 100 years, history of reform we've had, and it looks at six different domains, areas that we can focus on. But people shouldn't be limited to that. I mean, this is a chance to have your say.
So, tell us a bit about what sorts of things you're trying to achieve through this strategy. What are some of the outcomes that you hope to achieve?
Well, I certainly want to make sure we look at all the intersections. So, yesterday, we had a rural and regional consultation, and there's still obviously some inequalities there, and people are highlighting that through COVID they've felt more connected, some of them, because they've been able to access events through Zoom. So maybe it's about doing more of our community events in face-to-face and Zoom in the future, so rural and regional people get more access. But the great ideas coming through, we're having three different consultations with people with neurodiversity. We're having an Auslan interpretation forum, and we've had a general disability forum. And of course, that's brought up a whole lot of other issues. So we need to work with the HHS around disability inclusion and realising that our own community isn't very good, in many, many cases around being really inclusive. And very topical racism. We met with the Koori Pride Network, and it's a multicultural consultation, and we've got a lot of work to do there. I mean, you know, we've got to look in our own patch too. We've got racism within our own LGBTI community, but what can we do across government? So, yes, it's very much what can government do strategy, but obviously, like everything we've done in the Victorian government the last 5 years, it's been in lockstep partnership with community. So, yeah, I'm making a very big wish list. I'm just trying to manage stakeholder expectation that everything people suggest will get in there. But, you know, I'll certainly get my elbows out to see how much we can deliver on.
Give us a sense of some of the targets that might be in this strategy.
Well, I don't really want to preempt them, Taz. I mean, I've got, obviously, I never come without a list myself.
We're brainstorming. This is not a definitive list and neither is it policy.
You know, my colleagues in government often say, Commissioner, you always want more. I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's your job.
Is that a bad thing? Why is that a bad thing? So, look, I do. I want to see strong relationships with LGBTI community and police. They've got so much ground to make up on there. And I've organised a fireside chat with the incoming commissioner, and there's some great stuff happening. And how do we build on that? So how do we get those strategies how do we get those ideas into the strategy, and so people can be part of that, and the police force can.
Might this be an opportunity to see targets set for employing or recruiting or including LGBTI people in various parts of the public sector?
Could be all of that. Could be all of that. I mean, at the end of the day, it's for me to put up a draft, and it's the cabinet to sign off on it. It's the whole of government thing. So I can't predict what will eventually be in there. But they will certainly get, by the work that we've already done and the pages and pages of notes we've scribed through consultations, they're certainly going to get a very large list of ideas.
Yeah,
and,
wonderful.
You know, I think it's because I think we've already started to do so many things. And that's where I really encourage people to download the discussion paper on the Engage website, because it really does say, you know, this is where we've come from, this is what we have done. It's certainly not that we're finished by a long shot, but, you know, it's a good read. I think it's a good read. And then we'll be the, you know, we'll, I mean, other states have a LGBTI strategy, but of course I want this one to be the most comprehensive, of course, and the way it will be is if everyone gets involved and has their say.
It's Macca, Ro. I'm not sure people understand and realise how significant having a whole of government approach is. That this isn't just about, yourself and a group of people in the Department of Premier.
Equality, yeah.
That's, you know, liaising with, you know, other people across government. This is about a government approach to every single thing, every single activity that government engages in, that it must have incorporated in that a strategy to engage and involve our community. And people need to understand just how significant that is.
Yeah.
That it's,
yeah. Thanks, Macca.
You know, it's not just about doing, you know, things. It's not just about assisting communities. It's actually about listening and engaging and learning. And, you know, when we spoke with Minister Gabrielle Williams earlier, and we, you know, one of our first questions was, is there going to be a workplace dispute between the new commissioner and Ro Allen? No, because the commissioner for gender is going to be focused more internally in the public sector. You're also focused there, I know, but your work is a bit more external. And I just think people need to understand how significant this is. This is a commitment by government to engage with our community and to listen and to act. And we should recognise that and be part of the process, because it can't just be up to a few people. It's up to the whole community to engage and be part of that process.
I couldn't agree more. I'm so excited about sharing my job description with every other commissioner and, you know, public servant. You know, and many of them have been terrific in this space. But what a strategy does ultimately is gives the authorising environments from the Premier and Cabinet that this is where we're headed. And that's what people need.
Exactly.
Sometimes if you feel like you might do something and get it wrong, so you don't do it, it's better now you'll have a work plan or a tick sheet or, you know, things to sign up to make sure your department, your part of government is doing these things. So yeah. I'm really excited about it.
And yeah, no, I think it's great work. Before we do close off, Ro, could you remind our listeners how they can actually find this discussion paper and how they can participate in the consultation process?
Yeah, you go to the Victorian Government Engage website, which I think is www.engage.vic.gov.au, and just search for LGBTIQ strategy. You'll find a survey, you'll find the discussion paper. Please have a look at that. It's a great piece of work by Catherine Barrett in the department. And then, you know, as I said, just submit. A survey is probably the easiest way to do it. There's text boxes. You can write whatever you want in them. But if you want to do more formal things, in a more formal submission, you could click on and do that as well. So look forward to reading them all.
That's great. Fantastic. I think it's an excellent piece of work, to be honest. And you're absolutely right. What it does is it actually creates the authorising environment from the Premier all the way down, right across the entire public sector, to think about these things, to actually start to actively engage and think about what they are doing and what impact it has on the LGBTI community.
That's it.
And remember,
thank you both.
And remember, to our community, those listening, we have wanted for decades, well, forever, to be engaged, to be listened to, for our position to be treated with respect, for changes to be made, for us to be included. This is really significant stuff, right? You need to engage with it. You need to have a look at it. You need to be part of it, because it'll actually have an influence on what comes out the other end. So I can't say to people strongly enough, click on it, do it. This is about you. This is about our future. So please be part of it.
Thank you, Ro. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time this morning. Thank you for taking time out on a Saturday morning to engage with our listeners.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.